Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
February 17th, 1968. Lyndon Johnson loses ground in Gallup polling. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. He had won the greatest of victories not quite 4 years before. Lyndon Baines Johnson, an accidental president, had marshaled the powers of the office as few other men ever had. Civil rights, voting rights, education, investments of all kinds. And yet, a seemingly unending war in Southeast Asia was threatening everything he had fought to achieve. On this date in 1968, the year of a possible re-election, President Johnson read disturbing news on the front page of the New York Times. His popularity was in jeopardy, perhaps fatally so. In October 1967, his job approval rating had hit a low of 38%. It then climbed a bit before the Tet Offensive in Vietnam cost him 7 points in the opening weeks of 1968. Johnson understood the vicissitudes of politics. In 1964, even as he passed historic civil rights legislation, he had suffered a fairly common fate, a gloom amid the grandeur of his achievement. Johnson mused for a time about bowing out of the 1964 presidential campaign and retiring to Texas. Addressing her husband as beloved, Mrs. Johnson wrote him in this period, "You are as brave a man as Harry Truman or FDR or Lincoln. You can go on to find some peace. You have been strong, patient, determined beyond any words of mine to express. I honor you for it. So does most of the country. To step out now would be wrong for the country, and I can see nothing but a lonely wasteland for your future. Your friends would be frozen in embarrassed silence and your enemies jeering. In the final analysis, I can't carry any of the burdens you talked of. So I know it's only your choice. But I know that you are as brave as any of the 35 presidents in history. I love you always." Johnson remained in the fight, winning the office on his own against Republican Barry Goldwater by the largest landslide in American history. Even then, Johnson couldn't remain still. He told his staff, "I've just been elected and right now we'll have a honeymoon with Congress. But after I make my recommendations, I'm going to start to lose that power and authority that I have. Every day that I'm in office and every day I push my program, I'll be losing part of my ability to be influential because that's in the nature of what the president does. He uses up capital. Something is going to come up, something like the Vietnam War or something else where I would begin to lose all that I have now. So I want you guys to get off your asses and do everything possible to get everything in my program passed as soon as possible before the aura and the halo that surround me disappear." Now, in the winter of 1968, he was being proven right, and he had a decision to make. Should he run, and could he win? We'll follow this drama more closely in the weeks ahead on Reflections. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Hey fam, it's Darren from Push Black with exciting news. Season 8 of Black History Year drops this April. Join us as we take a deep dive into history, challenging the narratives you thought were set in stone, and exposing hidden insights that could activate revolutionary change. This season, we're looking at cultural reclamation and asking, how has our connection to Black culture been corrupted, and what actions can we take to break free? Now, it's a loaded question with answers that'll make you rethink everything, so don't miss out. Tune in to Black History Year. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.